Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan, a hustle-up edition of the show. We've got a really good in-state rivalry game coming up here. Pre-game coverage at 5:30 of the UNI women playing host to 7th-ranked Iowa State. And we're talking women's basketball right now. We're going to talk high school-level basketball as the doctor, Tony Pappas, Waterloo West girls basketball coach, joins us right now on this Wednesday edition of the show. Of course, the Wahawks coming off an outstanding 2021-22 season, went 23-3 overall, was Class 5A's runner-up. Dr. Pappas, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Cole. Thanks for having us.
Well, first,
thanks for having me.
It's great to be talking with you. First things first, was there any particular takeaway or takeaways, if you will, from that season last year that maybe fueled your team throughout this offseason?
Yeah, I think we really grew as a team and as individuals last year. And by the end of the year, we were playing undoubtedly our best basketball of the year. And we had one bad quarter in the state championship game and got outscored by a dozen or so points in that quarter. And then, you know, that ended up costing us the game there. But other than that, we really played outstanding basketball the last month of the season.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to this offseason, I'm curious with Hallie and Sahara having made their college commitments, did they play as much travel ball as maybe they would have in previous summers?
Yeah, I think they played quite a bit with their club teams, and hopefully it helped them grow as well, and they worked out with us a lot, and hopefully that helped them grow also. So, yeah, we're excited to kick off the season here, like tomorrow night, actually.
Yeah, we'll talk about that jamboree over at Cedar Falls High School here in just a little bit as Dr. Tony Pappas, Waterloo West girls basketball coach, is our guest right now. Coach, what role do you typically play when you have a player who's going to go play college basketball? Is it kind of case by case in terms of how involved a player might make you, or have you kind of figured out over the years the best way to be involved and maybe not be involved?
Well, over the years, you know, I've gained a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, and, of course, a lot of contacts, and know the majority of the college coaches kind of personally, really. And I try to really help in the process, but not influence the process, just present pros and cons and be as involved as the player wants me to be or not want me to be. But most of them have, I think, welcomed my experience and guidance there. And then ultimately they make the decision of where to go because it's what's best for them. And as I tell them, it's always the right decision at the time.
Yeah, it was really neat to see Hallie commit to Bradley and then Sahara to Oklahoma. Going to be fun to see what they do at the next level. But first things first, high expectations going into this senior season for your team and, of course, those two. What can you tell us in terms of just how preseason practices have been going, Dr. Pappas? Anything sticking out in the early going about this particular team?
Well, we're not quite at 100%. We've got a few injuries and sickness, but we hope to round in the shape and, you know, once again, hopefully by the end of the season, be playing our best basketball. But I think we feel like we have a team that'll be exciting and or entertaining to watch, so we hope the fans come out and support us.
Is there any sort of indication yet on how this team might stand apart from last year's, go back a couple years, you know, anything that maybe makes this team its own that's shown itself?
Well, we're senior dominated. Anytime you're senior dominated, you've got a lot of experience, and usually you're coming off success as well, and we are obviously three straight state tournament appearances, three straight NBC championships. So it's their senior year. They're prepared. They're ready. As long as we stay healthy and out of foul trouble, you know, I think we should have a real fine season.
Now, to use a baseball term here just for a moment, Dr. Pappas, the big curveball in all of this is the institution of the shot clock. So what can you tell us about what you've seen from your Wahawks and just anything else that you anticipate as a coach, as someone who just is just someone who's so involved with the game, promotes the game. What do you think about all this?
Well, the shot clock's great. It's great for us because we're very fortunate, and we have some players that can go out and get their own shots at about any time. So that's a real tool, a real aid in the women's game there. Most high school girls teams don't necessarily have, you know, people that really can go out and get their own shots on their own, and then they end up with a shot clock, then you end up taking a lot of bad shots, and it kind of hurts the game there. But this way people won't be able to really hold the ball on us so much because 35-second shot clock. But other than that, we'll play up-tempo, and we don't think it's going to affect us that much because the way we play up-tempo, and we can push the ball and get up and down, and we've got some quick offensive hitters and things. So, but the teams we play, it might affect them more than it affects us.
How about the 35-second shot clock specifically? Because I remember covering college basketball when it had the 35-second clock. Now it's the 30-second clock. It changed quite a bit. You could see teams that were well-run and organized get two set plays in 35 seconds. Has it adjusted anything, made you adjust at all in terms of, you know, just what you're calling from the sideline? Because the 35-second clock is different than the other ones.
Yeah, we and then there's no reset for high school for the most part. But we've got late clock situations in there, late clock plays, you know, and how we're going to handle late clock situations. We've been practicing those. And then in our scrimmages, we actually have a scrimmage coming up. We'll be practicing with officials, I think, that and the 35-second shot clock. So I think we'll be ready to go.
Want to circle back to Hallie and Sahara. Hallie, nearly 23 points per game last season. Sahara, just below 20. Let's start with Hallie. You know, what are you hoping to see from her this season? What can she do to raise her game to the next level, which is hard to think of, but I know that you and her both are looking for that.
Oh, yeah. No, she's playing much better defense this year, so we feel a lot better about that right now. And she's, you know, being a strong leader, that'll be good. Her offensive skills, obviously, are excellent there. So, yeah, in the defensive part of the game, I think we've seen a nice jump in her.
How about Sahara? What are you working with her on in terms of getting her to be as much of a finished product at the high school level as she can by the time everything's said and done?
Sahara's overall game has really improved year by year by year from the time she was a freshman to now. Now we're focusing a little bit more on a mid-range game for her, and boy, if she gets that down, she's going to be really tough to stop.
You had three seniors graduate from last year's team, a couple that played rather regularly. So what can you tell us, Dr. Pappas, in terms of, you know, some preseason battles, I imagine, might be going on for playing time and complementary roles on this team?
Well, we've got CeCe Moore, obviously. She was a key part of our team last year, leading rebounder, excellent defender. And then in the last part of the season, she really came on strong and was an excellent scorer. And she's upped her game as well, so she's a real key part. And then we have a senior that didn't play last year because of a shoulder injury, Naya McGee. She's back and she's healthy and she's improved, so we're looking for her to contribute. Izzy Lederman, another senior there. And then we have Charlotte Getman back, who started 20-some games last year as well. So, I mean, we have basically four returning starters and two others that kind of played a lot as well, or will play a lot.
Dr. Pappas, as we touched on earlier, you've got that jamboree tomorrow night over at Cedar Falls High School, going to play a couple quarters against Hudson. What are you hoping to see from your team in this first dress rehearsal?
Well, we want to give everybody an opportunity to play, see what they can do. We'll put on the uniforms and get out there and see what we can do offensively and defensively and what we need to work on there. But just getting a chance to play somebody is always neat. You know, this, I don't want to say it'll be about my 50th jamboree, but it'll be just about my 50th jamboree. So, you know, it's just a fun time because we plan on playing everybody. There's always a nice crowd, and you see the other teams and they see you, and just a neat way to kick off the season.
And just to wrap it up here, Dr. Pappas, and thanks so much for your time, what would you say are just going to be a couple, three things that'll be important for this team to, you know, meet these high expectations that are out there for it?
Well, we absolutely have to stay healthy. We have to stay out of foul trouble. And then we have to really have our bench people contribute, get better, especially by the end of the year. There's the three biggest keys for us.
Dr. Pappas, thanks so much for your time. Always a pleasure to learn about your team. Best of luck. Best of health
thanks,
this season.
Cole. Yep, we appreciate all the support that you give us. And keep drumming up fans for us. We'd love to see them come out and watch us play.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Take care, Dr. Pappas.
All right, you take care, too.